two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Fall camp is underway down in Provo, Utah. Third day of fall camp was today, probably coming to an end. No availability today, unfortunately. We were there on Thursday, Mitch, myself, Dallin Graff as well. Caught about maybe the last 30 minutes of practice, then had a chance to gather some interviews. We already talked about the offensive side of the football. Let's go to the defensive side now, things that stuck out. I want to start with a deep cut for you. It's always interesting to see, especially in the twos and the threes, who are some of the new guys that are mixing in? I don't know if you noticed. I'm sure you did. Mitch sees all at these observations. What'd you make of Carter Krupp getting some run?
Carter Krupp. I didn't expect that in this show today. I mean, he's a freshman. He participated in spring ball. He was a guy that was a wide receiver, good athlete, good. He's got about a 32-inch vertical leap. He's a pretty good athlete. Carter Krupp. No, I think that he's a preferred walk-on, and it just shows, again, he had some offers to some low-end Mountain West schools and some FCS. He takes the Built Bar deal, and your level of play from walk-ons is just so much better to where you get a guy that maybe could give you some second and third team reps. No, you know, we know with this defense, even when healthy, they will rotate guys, and everyone's going to get snaps. Now, maybe not Carter Krupp, but Elisa Tuiaki rotates guys. Ed Lamb, they rotate guys. They're going to play a lot of dudes to keep guys fresh, and I think they feel that they've got enough bodies this year to where they can rotate a lot of personnel and have a higher level of play on the defense. And I think a lot of that's going to tie into the returns of Peyton Wilgar and Keenan Peely. What a great sight to see Peely and Peyton Wilgar. You have to kind of tell yourself, oh man, it's been 11 months since we've seen Keenan Peely on a field, and he was back at practice. Peyton Wilgar, first time since the month of November, he was in a practice coming back from that shoulder injury. So if those guys are 100% or at least close, that's huge for BYU when they face South Florida in 4 weeks. They're still on a bit of a pitch count, as Kalani calls it. Scientists and trainers with BYU are monitoring all of their reps, just like Isaac Rex. But they want to make sure those guys are healthy and get ready for the games. But they're a huge boost to this BYU defense that I think wants to get back to that form they showed against Utah and Arizona State, and not the one that was struggling with a downtrodden USC and, of course, struggling with UAB.
Why can't it be called a play count?
And that's, yeah, why is it pitch count?
I don't know. It was bothering me on Thursday, actually, because I'm like, there are plays in football. We can't just say he's limited to a number of plays here. We don't have to dip into baseball. Another thing that I thought was noteworthy.
Yeah, no baseball here.
No.
No thanks. This is football.
I thought it was very interesting, and this guy might have slipped under the radar. Jacob Boren saw some time at nickel with the ones. He played a lot last year, and he's gotten rave reviews from the defensive coaches, but for whatever reason, just kind of out of sight, out of mind for me, but a reminder that he is a capable nickel corner that proved as such last year on the field.
Yeah, I mean, he started against Washington State last year, and Ed Lamb likes him. You know, that's the thing is that if you got a coach that believes in you, you're going to get opportunities. And he was a true walk-on tryout. So, you know, but he's one of the fastest athletes on the team. His speed is top shelf. I mean, he's probably a guy that could run a sub 4.440, and that's what gives him a chance to be on the field. Ed Lamb loves speed out of his DBs, and that's where I wouldn't be surprised if he's seen more time than you would think.
Also noteworthy, Chaz Ayu not participating.
Yes.
He had been moved to linebacker. If you guys listen to the show, you know that me and Mitch, we like him at safety. We don't make those decisions. We're not in the coaching room, but he was not participating, and it'll be interesting to see if at all, what kind of run he gets at the linebacker position this year.
Well, and the thing is he does have a redshirt year available. Kalani said that he was out due to coming back from an injury. But you look at that linebacker room, I mean, Chaz has added some weight to his frame. You know, if the top-end linebackers are playing and they're healthy, where does Chaz fit in? So it might be a situation where if he's not fully healthy, maybe it's best to redshirt and then get ready to be a star when BYU kicks off the Big 12 era in 2023.
We'll take the break here. We'll get to Kalani Sitake, some sound clips from him at media availability on the other side.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.